Yeah, hi. We're talking with Jesse Rios, who's a board member of LACLA. And LACLA is what, Jesse?
LACLA is the Labor Council for Latin American Advancement, and it is the one of the significant five arms of the AFL-CIO support system.
And it's an organization that's been getting a lot of notice lately for being able to bring together Latino workers around the country who are members of trade unions all throughout the U.S. And also, we're out here today with a press conference and a rally because President Bush is here in Chicago. And why are you out here today?
Well, we have to start to recognize that Bush's policies really affect us domestically. His war policy, which may be just a political blanket cover for him to get reelected, really undermine everything in the United States, whether it goes to providing energy to our country, getting lower gasoline prices, which affect every day the workers that are trying to go to work, those that have jobs, the unemployment situation in this country. We just need to focus on what about us? What about us in the U.S. of A? And I think finally people are getting the message that giving $89 billion to rebuild Iraq when we need so much here for us in education, building the schools and infrastructure here. And it really affects Latinos in a great deal because we're on the lowest rung of the economic ladder. And the same thing that's going on in manufacturing. In the last 5 years, we've lost 5 million jobs. Just yesterday was reported that we went from 20 million to 50 million manufacturing jobs. And who works on those jobs? Mostly Latinos. And as companies close, right here in Illinois, in downstate Illinois, you have a plant, Maytag Corporation is going to close. 1,400 families will be jobless. And that's going to affect that community of 30,000. It'll just it'll vibrate throughout the rest of the community.
There were two news items that hit the press this week about Latino workers. One is that there seem to be a disproportionate number of Latinos that are being killed in Iraq and on the front lines. And the other is the immigration march or the freedom ride that's going on. So how do you think that the issues that we're talking about of the economy and the war and all that affect those, come from those two issues as well? What's going on in Iraq and also with the situation of immigrant workers here in the U.S.?
All right, well, let's deal first question about patriotism and Hispanics giving their lives for this country. That goes way back before World War I. They were part of that, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam. It's always been that the military has been staffed by immigrant workers, sometimes immigrants, the sons and daughters of immigrants, and they're proud of their heritage and they're proud to be part of the American military, and they've done a great job there, and we take our hats off to them and honor them. And it is true that when you see now the reports of the wounded and those that are killed, it's oftentimes that of four people, you're going to see one or two Latino faces right there. Now, to the bus ride, the immigrant workers bus ride is based on following in the footsteps of the civil rights buses, that freedom buses they were called, that went from the north to the south to help break segregation in the 1960s and 70s, a big battle to win civil rights and voting rights for the African American community. We're tailoring that the same way to say we're here in the United States. When I say we're all immigrants. My mother was an immigrant, my dad was an immigrant. All of us know that the hardworking people came to this country. The immigrants that are here today are the backbone of the economic life of the United States. And they're just trying to project that and say to America, we're here, we contribute to this society, we pay our taxes, we go to work every day, and we're part of this community.
President Bush is here in Chicago. That's why we have this rally today. If you had your 30 seconds to say something to him, what would your advice to him be?
I'd say President Bush needs to come clean with the facts, admit he's made a mistake, and try to rectify it, and then figure out how to get some of the money. Instead of giving them $87 billion, let's give $87 billion to Iraq, but make sure that we take it all back, get that money back from their oil reserves, and put it into our country.
Okay, thanks a lot.